brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Woo! Weekend over. Friendship with week reestablished. We're good, man.
Well, considering it was absolutely balmy this afternoon, and it will be even more balmy tomorrow. 40 degrees, man.
Yeah, no, it was beautiful. And something else beautiful happened today. I'm not gonna derail the whole show, but here's the short version of it. We sort of got the short end of it last year with the COVID unemployment insurance benefits. Haley, you've met her, ran into some issues when trying to claim hers when she was laid off when COVID came around. Just today, they just dropped all that money in our account. It happened like that, and it literally saved us.
Well, congratulations, man. I know I've got two sons who have not received any yet, and maybe they're getting to the people who, you know, should have gotten it all along.
Yeah. And it's a longer story than that, but the short version is you know, she reconnected, she did the filing thing again, got her stuff current, and all of a sudden it all came down the pike. And I mean,
all right,
proof positive that this stuff helps.
So what are you going to do now? Go into partnership recruiting in the radio station?
That's right. I'm giving it all to him. I already have.
You know, man, I want to get back with something we talked about briefly. I think it might have been on last Friday's show, and that's the Republicans thinking about taking over public schools.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be having the school board president of Milwaukee Public Schools on the air and many others.
Excellent.
This week. And this is nothing new for those of us in the city of Milwaukee. And Alberta Darling has tried this three or four different times and failed every time. And so it would be different if I really thought that her concern was really the children, the poor children in this city.
Yeah.
Because that's what she's hiding behind. We're really, the legislature in the state of Wisconsin really are concerned about these poor black children in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee, because you cannot talk about school choice and vouchers without talking about where it came from and what the purpose of it was. It has certainly evolved to now what Alberta Darling is talking about. Everybody inside of the state who choose to have their children go to a private school should be able to get that. Every person, including those who can't afford it and who are already paying for their children to go to private schools, should they be subsidized by you and I, the taxpayer?
No.
So here's where we are with this.
Yeah.
And maybe people don't understand it. So back many, several decades ago, one of my sons we sent to private schools. And I never will forget going back 20 or more years ago, maybe almost 25 years or so ago, we wanted our son to go to a private school, my wife and I. And so we ponied up the money. I think at that time, 25 years ago, the tuition was over $6,000. Mm-hmm. So that's what we chose to do. And that's the way it was. If you wanted your child to be able to go to a private school, you had to pay the freight because the taxpayers of the city and of the state already had to pay for the public school system.
Yep.
And so the private school system was just that, the private school system, and tax dollars were not involved in that. And so what did those people know back then that people don't know today? I want to talk a little bit about what's behind Alberta Darling and the Republicans who want to shut down the public school systems across the state.
I'd like to do that too, yeah.
And especially what they want to replace it with.
And that's the key.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and who's being paid for that? You know, I always talk about politricks and politricksters. And what's at the root of, you know, breaking up Milwaukee public schools is politricks and politricksters. And a business community that is in the business of building private schools in the city of Milwaukee and displacing public schools and skimming off the best students and the best parents, and then lying to everybody and saying, look at the great job we do with our voucher schools. We are dealing with the very same students that Milwaukee Public Schools is dealing with. That's a lie. They skim the best students and families off of, you know, well, when they say they're dealing with poor kids who come from Milwaukee areas, they are right about that. That is where they do get the students. But if they find out that they have parents who are not going to be engaged in their child's life and be involved with the schools in which those kids go to, then they remove those children and send them back to Milwaukee Public Schools. Let me get you to understand the difference between these choice schools and the public school system.
Yes.
By law, the public schools have to educate every child, everyone. The public school system can't say, well, the parents aren't involved in the child's life, so we're not going to deal with them, because it's hard to deal with children when parents aren't engaged or involved in their lives. Private schools, on the other hand, can say, if you as a parent are not engaged or involved in your child's life and his education, his or her education, then you're not going to be a part of our district.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot more attached to that. Yes, I am. Yeah. You know, more than just financial, it's sort of, it's a checklist that you.
Yeah, it's all the way down the line. And so here's the other part of that. Many of those students who these voucher schools take on and keep the money, release the student that doesn't fit. Where does that student wind up? Back in Milwaukee Public Schools. Where does the money wind up? With the voucher schools who took the child and the parent on early on.
Yeah.
And so now the public school system now has to figure out a way to find resources for that child whose resources stay with the voucher school where they started.
While simultaneously taking
the resources from the public school.
That's right. You know, yeah. They don't have to cover it.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you say? Because listen, why should taxpayers be on the hook for paying for 2 to 3 different school districts? Why? Well, we Republicans, we want to make sure that all of those poor children, and that's what it was originally, vouchers were created to by Annette Polly Williams and Larry Harwell. And I challenge any Republican, they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Any conservative doesn't know anything about what the voucher school system is, where it came from. Phone lines are open for any of you, even those of you who are engaged higher up in voucher schools. I'll challenge you. 844-967-2789. I know what I'm talking about. I got facts behind me. You don't. So Polly Williams and Larry Harwell, under then Governor Tommy Thompson, who was willing to listen to what a state representative then, Annette Polly Williams, who is long gone now, said that she wanted equal and fair opportunity at education for poor Black kids in this state.
Yeah.
And she wanted them to have the same opportunity for education as those whites in this state. That's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 35 years ago. It's quite some time ago. And Governor Thompson, being an open-minded man, agreed, and thus the parental choice program began. There were no standards attached to it at all. None. And so they were just a person who had no involvement with education at all was able to open up a voucher school in a storefront, and there were no guidelines to track any of it. We've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What do you say? I wish I can find one of you high-ranking Republicans who are loving the vouchers, but you better know what you're talking about, because I'm going to expose you. I don't care how high your level is. I will expose you on the Earl Ingram Show this evening. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.